In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. Keep going, Molly. We're almost at the end of this tunnel. I see daylight ahead.
We made it.
Now we just have to find... Molly? Is that you? Hey, where are you? Are you stuck in the tunnel? Molly!
Molly!
Where is she? She was right behind me. Molly! Come on! This isn't funny!
Really? We think it's hilarious.
Ah! Trolls! Molly, look out! It's a trap! There's trolls everywhere!
Too late. We've already got your clever little friend. But you're the one we really want. The nephew of the great Myrtle Murgatroyd? You think you're so smart. I bet you don't even know the formula to find the area of a triangle. Do you, Max? Do you? What's the area of a triangle, Max? Huh? What's the area of a triangle?
Max? What's the area of a triangle? Max, are you sleeping in class?
Huh? What?
You were saved by the bell this time, young man. Don't let it happen again.
Hey, Max. Molly. Hey. I just had the craziest dream in Mr. Conklin's class. I was surrounded by trolls.
Oh, yeah? Was I there?
They had already gotten you. They wanted me to figure out the formula for the area of a triangle.
Easy. Area equals half times base times height. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be sleeping during math class.
Ha ha. Thanks to the time radio, we don't lose out on any time. But I am losing out on sleep. I can barely keep my eyes open.
That's too bad. I just saw Conklin head out for lunch. Now's a good time to get our jade dragon back from Mr. Conklin.
Ooh! Come on. Yes! The code we figured out on our last adventure worked!
I'll check his desk. You look in the cabinets.
Got it.
I'm not seeing it.
Me neither. Remember, think like a troll.
This drawer is strangely empty. Wait a second, what's this? Aha! There's a hidden compartment behind this drawer.
Oh yeah? Is the jade dragon...
Got it!
Shh! Quiet! Don't move!
Phew! That was... Max? Who turned out the lights?
Oh no! Did the trolls find us?
Wait a sec, I know. Wave your arms. It's just the energy saver lights.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait, don't move. Stay perfectly still.
Congratulations. You made the lights go out again.
Look, the calendar on the wall, it's glowing in the dark.
Okay, so Mr. Conklin likes goofy calendars.
Look closely. It's got some kind of markings on it. Troll markings.
Whoa, you're right. We should take it and show Aunt Murgatroyd.
What if Conklin notices it's missing?
He's already on to us. Now he'll know we're on to him. Come on, grab it and let's go.
Will Max and Molly please report to 1623 CE?
Whoa, how does she do that?
I've been asking that question my whole life. Sounds like another mission.
But where?
Also, today's lunch special is turkey. I repeat, turkey.
Oh, I was hoping for sloppy joes.
I think that's a clue. We're supposed to go to Turkey, which is now pronounced Turkiye. But Where in Turkey?
Istanbul
it is.
I really need to know how she does that. Amazing. Hey, Max, did you know that Istanbul is the only capital city that spans two continents? Half of Turkey is in Europe and half is in Asia. It's split down the middle of the Bosphorus Strait, the body of water Istanbul is built on.
Right. But this is 1623, so technically we're in Constantinople. That's what the city was called from the time it was conquered by the Romans up until 1930. But no matter what you call it, this city's huge, and we don't know where to go.
Max? Molly? Aunt Murgatroyd told me you'd be coming to help. Quick, hop into my paddle boat.
And you are?
I'm Avidus Ziljan, formerly the Sultan's alchemist.
Right. And who's alchemist?
No, an alchemist. Alchemists are metal chemists, sort of. They transform one thing into something different and hopefully better.
I've spent years experimenting with various metals, trying to turn them into gold.
The oldest get-rich-quick scheme in the book.
Any luck?
No gold. However, I have created a really great symbol.
Okay. What symbol did you create that's so great? Is it the plus sign or something?
Wait, he doesn't mean symbol as in S-Y-M-B-O-L. He means symbol as in C-Y-M-B-A-L. If your last name is Ziljan, then you created Ziljan symbols. Every drummer in the world knows Ziljan symbols.
Really?
Trust me, I'm a drummer. I know.
Drummer? You hit one big bass drum in band class. I wouldn't exactly call myself a drummer.
I'm a drummer. And Ziljan symbols are very popular and well-respected around the world.
That's good news. The Sultan wanted to have my head for failing to make gold. But because I accidentally discovered the perfect combination of copper, tin, and silver that makes the most amazing symbols, he instead gave me the name Ziljan, which literally means symbolsmith. I have my own foundry.
Cool story. But what does that have to do with us?
Making symbols is great, but the other problem solvers are in a bind. We got a tip that one of the clues we've been looking for to stop the trolls is in the Basilica cistern beneath the Hagia Sophia.
The Hagia Sophia is a giant mosque and one of the oldest, most famous cultural symbols in Turkey.
Symbols or symbols?
The first one.
Gotcha. Then let's go there.
It won't work. The trolls locked the door to the basilica with a special musical mystery lock that will only open when a perfect pair of cymbals plays the correct note.
Wow, they're using cymbals against you? Not cool.
I gotta say, I respect these trolls' ability to, well, troll people.
Perhaps you can figure out a way to open this musical lock.
I don't know. If you're the cymbal smith and even you can't do it?
Wait. There was a theory by ancient astronomers that the universal pitch was the note A. It was thought that the planets were moving through a crystalline structure known as ether. Their vibration as they moved sounded like an A note.
Good thinking, Max. Orchestras still tune to A today. It's the frequency of the universe. I bet that's it.
Wow, I knew you were the right problem solvers for the job. If you're right, that gets us halfway there. But we still need the perfect pair of symbols.
That shouldn't be too hard to find at your symbol-making foundry.
You'd be surprised. Come, my foundry is over there.
Oh, no.
As you can see, I'm great at making symbols. I am not good at organizing them.
Oh, boy.
There must be hundreds of symbols in here. How will we ever find a matching pair? Let alone the perfect pair.
As a drummer, this is my dream. But as a problem solver, this is a problem. We'll need a method.
Perhaps this will help. Any symbol with a total weight divisible by 3 will sound an A. That's part of my secret formula to get the best sound. And any 2 symbols with the same weight and circumference are a pair. Unfortunately, I don't store pairs together.
Okay, but one great thing about 3 as a factor is if the sum of the digits of any large number is divisible by 3, you know that number is divisible by 3. For instance, 1,689. If you add 1 plus 6 plus 8 plus 9, you get 24. 24 is divisible by 3. 8 times 3. So we know 1,689 is divisible by 3 without a remainder.
Perfect. Let's start by putting symbols on a scale and splitting them into a factor 3 pile and a not factor 3 pile. Here's one. 100 ounces.
Not divisible by 3. 27 ounces.
That goes in the 3 pile. 129 ounces.
1 plus 2 plus 9 equals 12. Divisible by 3.
104 ounces.
1 plus 0 plus 4 equals 5. Not divisible by 3. 72 ounces.
That's easy. 7 plus 2 equals 9. 9 is divisible by 3, which means 72 is divisible by 3.
Wow, you sorted all those quicker than I imagined possible.
Yeah, but we still need to pair them. Let's see. Circumference is equal to 2 times radius times pi?
Right, but we don't know the circumference. We need to use the same equation in a different way. 2 times the radius is equal to the diameter. So, if we measure the diameter and multiply it by pi, we'll get the circumference.
Hey, look at you mathing out.
I have a 14-inch symbol here.
14 times 3.14. 14 times 3 is 42, plus 14 times 0.14 is... I can't do that in my head. I need some paper. Yes. 14 times 0.14 is 1.96.
Add that to 42, and you get 43.96 inches.
Hang on. We need to work smarter, not harder. Pi is a constant. That means symbols with the same diameter will have the same circumference.
Also, larger symbols will have a darker tone and a longer sustain, helpful in creating the right vibration to make an A note. See if you can find a pair around 20 inches in diameter.
20!
14?
18!
13!
20! I think we got him!
Great! To Hagia Sophia we go!
Why did they choose Hagia Sophia to mess with?
Well, the Hagia Sophia has been a central landmark of the city for centuries and is a marvel of math and architecture.
It held the record for being the largest dome in the world until the construction of the Duomo in Florence in the 15th century. Also, I bet the acoustics are amazing in here.
Whoa! Look how high that dome is!
To the center of the dome, the highest point, it's 180 feet.
Molly, I'd have to stack more than 35 of me on my shoulders to reach the top of this dome, since I'm 5 feet tall.
If the tone rings out successfully, the stone floor will open and we can descend the stairs into the cistern, a huge underground tank for storing water. It was used by the city for many centuries, but more or less forgotten by everyone except the locals until recently. We'll take the stairs until we reach the waterline and see what we can find.
Molly, you want to do the honors?
Absolutely. Wow, listen to those acoustics.
It's working. It's opening.
We did it. Whoa, found the waterline. I'm okay.
It sure is dark down here.
Allow me to shed some light.
Nice torch. Very Minecraft.
Huh?
Never mind. I don't see anything that looks like a clue. Just an endless hall of columns reflected in the water.
Maybe it's a symbol on one of the columns.
They're mostly submerged. Aunt Murgatroyd always says, when things are looking down, look up.
Hey, look! There's something on the ceiling. Alti?
Alti. That's the Turkish word for the number 6.
6? 6 what? Does that solve anything?
That I don't know. What I do know is you've restored my access to the Basilica Cistern, and for that, I am eternally grateful. Please, keep the perfect pair of symbols.
A pair of original Zildjian cymbals? I'll be the envy of every drummer alive!
But what if the door closes again?
Dude!
It's okay. Now that I know the measurements, I'll be able to crack the code. Plus, thanks to you two, all my cymbals are organized. Thanks, Molly. Thanks, Max. Goodbye and good luck.
Just in time for our next class.
I am exhausted. Creative writing class is about to become a creative napping class.
Hey, who was in my office?
Conklin!
Yikes, run! This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Mike Praviti, Adam Tex Davis, and Jonathan Regier. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
ICANN is sponsored by the Northwest Children's Theater. Northwest Children's Theater presents Pete the Cat live at the Judy in downtown Portland. Running from March 15th through April 13th, this fast-paced comedy musical is based on the beloved book series and is most enjoyed by ages 4 and up. Performances take place on Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. More information at nwcts.org.